Welcome to the podcast, Design Your Success, the podcast where human design and business meet. Every week, I will drop a new episode with an inspiring guest who shares his or her story about their business and how human design has fit in and how it has made a change for them. My name is Nicolena Huizinga. I am your host and I am a business mentor and human design coach. Have fun listening. Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of the Design Your Success podcast. I'm your host. My name is Nicolene, and today I'm really excited about today's guest because she's all the way from New Zealand and I'm incredibly happy that she's here. So welcome, Rebecca Steele.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Nicolene. It's been something that I feel that it's going to explain and share with everyone what it means to be a success using our design. So yes. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. Could you please introduce yourself shortly for our listeners?
Yes, I would be so happy to. So I describe myself as a wellness intervention specialist, and for personal and business. And it's in the field of energy medicine. And so energy medicine is something so is so key to the way I work. And I will preface this with a quote from Nikola Tesla, who says that if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So here we are, I feel, looking for the right way, the perfect way for each of us that is unique for us, because we want to make a difference. As entrepreneurs, we want to make a difference. Mm. And so I just feel that I create this pattern interrupt. My ability to read patterns is, I would say, a gift and a talent that I've come to recognize as unique for what I do, is that I think, oh, that leads to that and that leads to that, and it's quite consistent. So what I do is I work with two energy devices and I receive the details that I need for these energy devices, and through those devices, and you can be anywhere in the world, and those devices read the patterns that are happening at that moment, at that time. Yeah. And so where I see that the pattern is consistent, I connect the dots, yeah, and I create a pattern interrupt.
Yeah, I know by experience what that's like, because you did this for me when I had the flu and I had a fever and my throat was sore and I was having a really bad cold. And you did this for me, and within a day, something really shifted. And you did this while I was asleep.
Yes,
it was so it was so special. So I know your magic by experience, and it's just amazing. So I absolutely love what you do. But how did you get to this? How did you know that you could do this?
You know, that is a very good question, because I, as a child, was able to see and read energy, from around people. But, you know, as children, at that time, I was a 60s child, you know, and it's like, you can be seen, maybe not heard. And, you know, do as you're told, you know, that sort of thing. So you get conditioned. And so I learned to interpret them within myself, you know, and read those cues, if you like, yeah, for myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did you get into being an entrepreneur? What was your journey towards that?
Right. Yeah. And that came through also a number of corporate jobs and getting into the corporate field, starting off as a you know, a PA at a private school and thinking, I really don't know what I'm doing here. And then I left then to then follow the corporate route. I worked with as a weight loss consultant, mm-hmm, you know, with something a company that many people would be familiar with, Jenny Craig Weight Loss Centers, which are usually around the world as I know it. And you know, it that led me to thinking, if I'm doing this here, what else is open for me? What else is available to me? So I decided to study and go into hands-on techniques, which involved a number of actual seeing people in person, for techniques like the Bowen technique and the aroma touch technique. And, you know, so all of those, then I just thought, you know, something is missing. I'm really not focusing on what I love. Mm-hmm. I'm resolving other people's issues. However, where's the win-win for me? I'm working, what's the expression, time for dollars, you know?
Yeah.
Or dollars for time.
Dollars for time, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And by the end of the day, I would be exhausted. And then I just thought, you know what? This is where I have a gift and a skill with biofeedback, which I got into primarily for myself and my family, mm-hmm, as we usually fall into these things,
yes,
for ourselves and our family.
Yeah.
And then I got to understand. I was trained at a very high level in Budapest in Hungary. So it was a very long training, and it continues. We continue to get updated and train on the devices, which I'm open to seeing what else I can bring my clients.
Yeah.
So that is how I came into the work of the biofeedback, and I looked at that as an entrepreneurial journey. However, the entrepreneurial journey began with the hands-on work until I realized that I wasn't being entrepreneurial. I was actually, you know, not doing very well. I was really doing something for other people that depleted my resources.
Yeah, I think it's so essential what you just said about doing things that eventually depleted you. And
yes,
well, this podcast is all about human design and business, and we know now you are a generator.
Yes.
And I'm a generator too. And as generators, yes, we need to do the things that light us up, that yes, will give us joy, that bring us satisfaction. Those are the things that we need to do as generators. And I think it's so crucial and lovely that you work with energy, but from a very different angle than I do, because I work with yes, energy as well, because yes, we're people yes, energy. And
yes,
you shine a light on what lights them up and what doesn't. And yes, I think it's so important that we find the things that light us up, because when we do the things that deplete us, then I think the body's response is to get sick, to create, I don't know, an injury or an illness or anything, just as a sign, like your energy is down. Do something about this. Help me regain the energy. And the more we know about how we can deal with our energy and how we can handle our energy and navigate our design and our, you know, our body, our energy, that's the best gift that we can give ourselves, because then we can learn how to play with it instead of trying to force things and to be something or someone that we're actually not. And I think that's really important. So I love the work that you do. And of course, we need to experience it ourselves first, right? That we experience it and then we know how to deal with it and handle it. And then we can pass on the knowledge to others. It's the same for human design.
I'd like to share with your audience that this is exactly what you just shared, what happened to me just recently, because I took part in an online summit where I was presenting. And, you know, I went outside of my resource of energy for that. And I totally crashed after that. And you know, I've been in recovery mode since then up until now. And today, you know, my sisters are saying, you know, is it possible that you can put off the podcast? And I said, no, that is not an option. It isn't an option, because I felt that here is a story to share about when we push past something and then we think, well, have we lost all sense of hope and, you know, purpose when we are so down in our energy? We've given everything we've got, right? But it's not the right energy. It's borrowed from somewhere. And this bank of borrowing wants the payment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And it creates pain, or fatigue, or overwhelm. And so I turned to back into what is it that my work stands for is digestion,
mm-hmm.
of how well am I feeling in my body?
Yeah.
Am I digesting well mentally? Am I digesting well emotionally?
Yeah.
The last place I look at for anyone is physical digestion. Yeah. Because if it's not right here, it's exactly. You know, it trickles down. So this is the pattern interrupt. And I found out that on my human design, it's all about learning about self-love, you know. So self-love is my kryptonite, as they say. Yeah, it's like, put yourself first.
Yes.
Put yourself first and be kind to yourself first.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I have no other choice but to accept what I've been given.
Absolutely. So what do you think happened during the summit that, or around the summit, that didn't bring you the energy, but more depleted your energy?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And it was where I was entering a new world I'd never presented on a summit before.
Okay.
And there were up to 6,000 participants watching on there. And so
that's a lot.
You know, being online, you don't see any of them. So it's kind of like, it's like a sea out there. So you're talking to the sea, if you like. But it was a fun conversation, and to begin with and the questions that came up. So it was good up until a certain point when I think people probably listening in, and you know, we were then the spotlight was on me, you know, okay, do what you're so good at. And suddenly I think I you know, in hindsight, I was like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
And I thought, am I ready for this? Have I done my homework for this? You know, my homework being my gut instinct. What did it tell me? Mm. You know, what was it telling me other than I'll go help the world and make the world a better place and do all those lovely things? But what was my inner world a better place?
Yeah. It's so interesting because I had a look at your human design before we started recording this podcast. And now that you tell this story, it's I think you have quite a number of open centers in your design.
Yes.
So it's total overwhelm that happened, and that's depleting the energy. But it's also, I would say, prior to the summit, and of course it's always easy to look at this in hindsight, what would have helped perhaps is that you would have asked yourself some yes and no questions in order to make sure that you're fully aligned with your design and that you truly follow the joy and the satisfaction, because I feel there's a very really high stress level around the whole summit, and then it's not giving you any energy, it's all depleting, and then all of it is gone, and then you just crash. Yeah. And I know, I've been there, I've done this too, you know, even though I know my design, but still every now and again we step into the pitfall. And that's why I love you share this story, because it's still very recent and it's very raw. At the same time, this is what happens. I mean, as a generator, we are supposed to do what lights us up, and still we step into the pitfall of not doing that.
And so true. And you know, you talk about the open centers, and I think, you know, where is the person that can support me with the open center of the throat, for example, speaking, right? And which is why I just love being the guest today on your podcast today, because it is, you know, your understanding of what this means in human design is so important to what I am going, you know, I've been going through and going through, and to get back into those yes or no questions. But I tell you, it's like a first aid kit that you forget.
Yeah.
So conveniently and easily.
I know. Yeah, but that's always the case, you know. So whenever, and that's something I learned the hard way, by the way, because I've been there too many times. And now it's like, okay, whenever I feel, I don't know, stressed, overwhelmed, when I feel myself procrastinating, I need to go back to the basics and I need to go back to my design. I'm a generator. I need to wait to respond. So when I initiate things out of the blue, it's going to deplete my energy. So I need to wait to respond. So whenever I'm initiating something, I need to go back and check, like, okay, am I acting in response? So that is the first thing. Then I need to honor my authority. And like you, I have emotional authority. So I need to sit out the entire wave of emotions before I take a decision. So no on-the-spot decisions. I really need some time. And then again, I need to check in with myself and ask myself the yes and no questions. Does this really light me up? Do I really want to be doing this? Do I need to be doing this now? Or can I do this in a month or in 2 months or whenever? So those, it's like, you know, the first aid kit And for anyone who's listening, the first aid kit, whenever you're stressed, overwhelmed, or whatever, go back to the basics. Go back to your energy type. Go back to your strategy. Go back to your authority. And then feel what happens there. Because then, only then, you can come back to alignment. But our tendency is that we power through. Because for some reason, and I'm sure you can relate to this too, Rebecca, it's a badge of honor that when people power through, no matter what, and despite the pain or despite the self-doubt or whatever, the powering through is always seen as a badge of honor. And I don't think it's the most efficient way to get through things. What do you think about that, Rebecca?
Yes, I so agree with you, because another thing that has come up, especially when I feel that I consider myself also a solution for these times, right? And because right now people are thinking, okay, so if while I'm doing that, how do I earn a living? How do I, you know, financially, where does my strategy leave me? Yeah. And that is a question that I feel that in today's times is kicking, you know, it's kicking me out of this alignment. Yeah. To say, well, we need to pay the rent, put the food on the table, all yeah. the basic necessities. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you just think that, okay, what else is possible in, you know, in this, could I do it any other way?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so right. You know, you're so right, because we need to make money, right? We need to pay the rent and we need to put food on the table. But when we really force ourselves into doing things, and especially as entrepreneurs, for some reason, people always tell you, like, you know, you should do this and you should initiate, you should launch, you should do whatever. But for so many people, and especially I would say for generators, it's not the case. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Because I tried to launch many things. I tried to launch programs. I did everything by the book, but it didn't work. And why? Because I was not responding. I was initiating. And when you're right. initiating, it's not that you cannot do it. It's just that it costs you a lot of energy and it may not necessarily be successful. So that's always a thing to remember, especially as generators. We need to look for the things that light us up, that really yes. bring us the joy. And when I look at me, when, you know, with recording these podcast sessions, I could do this all day, every day. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good to talk to people, and because that gives me lots of joy and energy, and I'm like, oh, I want to be doing more of this.
Yes, I totally hear you. And, you know, you've been on my podcast as well. And, you know, this is where I feel that how else can I share what I love? And share the expertise, you know, with others in collaboration, so that my energy field can stay intact.
Yes.
And I can listen to that, you know, that to those yes or no. I can and then allow the emotional wave to ease, and then usually when that happens, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do you know, and I think, oh my gosh, but have I missed something? Because the norm is follow this, do this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's so intriguing that, especially in today's society, there are such strict ideas and concepts around being successful as an entrepreneur, the way you have to do things, like launching and selling and running programs, etc. While I truly believe that we are here to do things our own way, but I would love to hear what you think about the concept of success. What would be your definition of success?
So thank you for that question. It's a very valid question, especially in today's times. Success for me is when I am able to actually truly listen to what fuels me. What is fueling me? Is it money? Is it, you know, being on stage somewhere? What is it?
Yeah.
And what I have understood is that success is when I'm feeling so awesome in myself. I feel 10 feet tall because whatever I've been able to achieve and do and be and give and receive has created for me, it's all about win-win.
Mm.
You know, a win for you and a win for me makes it, you know, makes the world a better place. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I love that definition. Yeah, it's a win-win for everyone. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what would you say was the most pivotal moment in your career, your life?
Do you know, that just happened recently, because I also, in my energy business, energy medicine business, work with essential oils. And these essential oils are particularly potent. And the device also shows me which oils are right to keep that pattern interrupt effective and efficient and effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed essential oils companies about 4 years ago, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. And in that time, my income went down to zero, mm-hmm. right? And it was like starting again from with another essential oil company who I currently use now, which I knew them right from the beginning. And, you know, so I'm so glad to be part of them. And it was, it was tough to have no dollars coming in, right? It was, however, I knew that I was being supported by a structure that, and a group of people that knew what they were putting out there. And I felt so confident that I would speak from that place of mm-hmm. confidence. And, you know, to this day, it has shaped the moments. It's also shaped me in a way that it's changed me into how I view
mm-hmm.
Using essential oils in my business.
Yeah.
And, you know, to say that, you know, everyone knows about essential oils and like to add that to, you know, the modalities, which is perfect because I think that, you know, they're a route into the limbic system of the brain. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, so that was a tough moment where I had to make a decision. And so when I think back to that time, I had no qualms. It was just cut the cord, and go and leave. And so it's been tough to develop my own ABCs around that. And I believe that it's with that integrity that I will create a win.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, I love what you do with the essential oils. And just recently, I think a few weeks ago, a new book was launched by Robin Wynn, and she writes a lot about human design, but she co-authored a book about human design and essential oils.
Perfect.
So I'll send you the link. Yes, I haven't read it yet. I have bought it, but I haven't read it yet. But it's really, I think it's really intriguing how these elements all come together, because it's all about energy and how we can navigate the entire system that is our body and mind and spirit, right?
Yes. And it's another way to, another tool to create the unblocking, the stagnation. And, you know, these are all, again, it goes into your toolkit. And it's about always having the practice of remembering the design of how and when and what, what for and why, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So before we wrap up this interview, I would love to hear your top three lessons or best advice that you can share with our listeners.
So number one, don't be like me in that wait until you hit a brick wall, you know, powering through. The thing is that even with all the experience and knowledge and all of that wisdom that I've gathered, I still am human. And I, you know, we all have human moments. So to remember that we are human, and it's about releasing, letting go, and then moving on. It's to be aware that it's there.
Yeah.
And so being aware is of what is actually there is the first piece of advice or recommendation.
Yeah.
And the truth of what is there. And then sitting back to look at that truth and digest the truth. Sometimes it's a bit of a hard pill to swallow. But I have found, like I believe you do, so much wisdom around nature. Nature has been my my healer in all of this, to help me pull back and reestablish my own integrity.
Yeah.
And then the third is when you get, after you get to that place of peace and stillness, there is a voice that shares with you what your next step is, and take it. Take that next step. Don't wait, don't hesitate. It's in that peace and stillness we get that next step.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. I love it. It's trusting your gut feeling, trusting your intuition, and trusting your inner wisdom, right? We have so much. Yeah. I always tell people when I start working with them, I'm not going to tell you anything new. All I am doing is I'm reminding you of your own strength and of your own power and of your own innate wisdom. That's all I'm doing. And you're not broken. Nothing needs to be fixed. All you need to do is fully embrace all these wonderful qualities that you have and start acting on them. That's all you need to do. So I love what you said about that, because it's so much in alignment with that.
Thank you. Because it's like we're lighting the candle that went out.
Exactly.
That's all we're doing. Exactly. You know, we need it. We need some assistance. And that's what we do.
Exactly. Exactly. We're all human. And I love what you said about your human moments, that, and we all have those human moments, and then we need someone else to help us ignite the fire within again.
Yes. Oh, and I love that expression, ignite the fire. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. You know, just recently I had a tattoo that represents exactly that. That yes. This is what I am here to do, to ignite yes. the fire within. That's what yes. I'm here to do. And yes. And I take that very seriously. I mean, he even tattooed it on my arm.
Yes, you know, I thought that was so brave. I'm like, oh, my son has tattoos, and he goes, well, Mom, what do you think of this? And I said, I'll look like this.
Yeah.
But I just feel that it feels right. You know, for when it feels right, because if anything, a reminder, you know, to say, what is it that you're here for?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's, for me, it works with the tattoo, but for other people, it could be, I don't know, a little quote on the wall. It could be just anything to remind you of why you're here and what you have to do in this life. Because I truly believe that we have a unique set of talents and skills, and we all have a mission in life to do here, to fulfill. We have a role to fulfill. And sometimes it doesn't need to be like huge, like, you know, curing cancer or making sure there's no hunger in the world anymore, even though that would be just wonderful. But not all of us have to contribute to those huge things. We all have a role to play in this life. And I think it's important that we all find it, embrace it, and fully live it. And
yes. And one last thing, if I may share, is that you talk about the hunger in the world, and many people are concerned about that. And I think that I do feel now, when I show gratitude and appreciation for the food I eat, my goodness, as Nikola Tesla says, that energy, that vibration feeds a million people.
Yeah.
You know, so it starts with just surrendering to gratitude and appreciation.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that is a beautiful way to wrap up this this episode, with gratitude and appreciation. And I'm very grateful to you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge with us today. And I will share all your details in the show notes, so people will be able to contact you, as they should, because you are looking at what you do. So I really look forward to see how things will progress, because we will stay in touch, definitely.
We will. And, you know, it's about applying, you know, the skill of energy medicine and human design. And, you know, you're the expert with where human design is concerned. So I am so grateful to have you in my life.
Oh, and so am I for you. So thank you. And we'll stay in touch. Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. So please let us know and subscribe so you will never miss the next episode.